be Colossians 2, 6 through 7. I got a little outline for you. There's just one side. The other side are some questions for you to fill out as we would go through this or as you were thinking about it later. In verses 6 and 7, he has a concluding exhortation to what he's been saying previously. Said a lot, wrote a lot in the letter, that kind of thing, and then he has a therefore in the text. And then, we've learned a lot about that. It's a concluding exhortation to something that he's said, because what went previously, this is going to be our life, or this is what he wants to exhort us with. He says in verse 6 and 7 of Colossians 2, therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude. There's our flowing in your life. It's just there. It's the end of the verbs there. It's a participle saying that because of these things that you're overflowing with gratitude, really, the truth of them. The Colossians have a settled conviction on the truth of Christ. That was earlier. They have a settled conviction on his sufficiency to save them, to guide them, to lead them. In Christ is all wisdom and knowledge. They have a stability in their faith. And Paul writes, therefore, continue to walk in your union with Christ. That's what he's saying. You know, when you believe and you trust and you put your faith in God and his truth, and you know that Christ is sufficient for all things, and the truth of Christ has saved you. There's a stability there. You've been walking with the Lord, and he says, therefore, continue to walk in your union with Christ. Having been firmly rooted, God rooted you in your salvation. He put the roots way down in Christ. You're there. It's who we are in Christ. Now being built up, that's what he says. The sanctification is taking place, establishing a strong faith. That's what he means. Just as God's word and God's spirit leads us to, and then the outcome is an overflowing gratitude. Like I said, that's where we get our focus today, to be grateful, to be thankful, to overflow with it. Believers who are walking with Christ, God is growing them, establishing strong faith. However, if you're just walking, it's not about a perfect life, it's about a life walking with Christ. And what God is doing is growing and establishing strong faith at work, in their lives, through it all, at ours, through it all. That's God's truth. That's what's going on. And in response to knowing intimately, God is at work, security in our salvation, gratitude overflows. Think about your own life. When you're confident, you're assured that God's in this, God is here, we can trust him, even though things may not go as we see or want them to go. When we have a confidence, a conviction that God has saved us by his mercy, his grace, he's at work, we're doing that, there is a certain amount of gratitude overflowing in your life. It reminds me of all the hurricane relief in Texas, which will be happening in Florida here shortly. We're praying for them, asking for God's mercy and grace in that, and that God would use even those things to draw people to Christ and the church can minister to them. But there's real relief happening. Care, love, concern, compassion flows. People needing relief, they're getting ministered to. And these people are overflowing with gratitude. You see it all over the place. Reminds me of our fire at Pier Fire up here, and the firefighters. All those affected by the fire know the effort that's going on by the people, the firefighters, and others involved in it. We're overflowing with gratitude. There's all kinds of expressions of gratitude happening, signs here. The school is going to meet Monday, 7:30. All the kids walk down. They're going to, as the shift changes, they're going to wave at them, flags, all the kind of thing. It's happening every day. See, Paul is looking at these believers and saying, if you know what God has done for you and is continually doing in your life, you'll overflow with gratitude. It's going to be in the nature of your life. It's the truth of God. That's just the deal. When we focus on what God has done, when we focus on the grace of God, when we focus on the truth of Christ, the heart of gratitude comes up out of our life. We don't muster it up ourselves. It comes from the assurance of our salvation. So that fleshes out in the church. As we look at all that God is doing in and through the ministries here at Living Word Fellowship, think for a moment. You just think about how God is at work. Think about how God has worked with children and the adults, and just think about how God has worked the body of Christ, all of us different people, some of us crazier than others, but all the character that we have, all the personalities that we have, God at work bringing us together, ministering, and different kind of things. When you dwell on that, when you think of that, the heart of gratitude just flows right to the top. Here at Living Word Fellowship, we overflow in gratitude if you really look. Yes, there's always room for growth. We're always missing something. A little weakness here, a little growth there. We need somebody to do this. Yeah, but gratitude to God is happening. Each ministry, each person involved is a gift from God. We know that to be true. Think about God's word. We know that each person being involved in this church family and what's going on is a gift from God. Whether it be all the counseling and discipleship going on. Do you know there's over two dozen people that are involved in discipleship and counseling going on? That's over 24 people. Plus, those are the ones I know about. I don't know who you might be meeting with in counseling and encouraging and discipleship, ministering to each other's needs. That's going on whether the ministry, you know, in the men's ministry with its new organization of leadership and all that's happening there, and them trying to get together and thinking about and caring about, right, Taylor? About what's going on and how could God lead us to encourage the guys in whatever way we would want to encourage the guys and giving ourselves to that. Or how about all the women's ministry? Think about it for a moment. Think about all the women's ministry, women's council that getting together, spending their time thinking about the direction that the ministries might be going, women's Bible studies that are going on. There's more than one, spiritual mothering, all of these ladies getting together, digging in the Word of God, prayers and squares, ministering to the hearts, challenges, meals ministry, what's the other one with the meals ministry? Shower ministry going on and helping people minister to them. How about the nursery ministry? How about all that are involved in that? These ministries alone have over 40 people serving in them. But I want you to think with me for a moment as a heart of gratitude. I want you to think on what God's word says. Maybe they don't affect you directly, the ones that I just said. But your family is your brothers and sisters in Christ, and it affects them directly. It's just like in your family when you're at home. Someone ministers to your children in some way. They do a class, or they give them a call, or they write them a note, or, you know, they take them something. You know, they give them a gift, or something like that, and it really encourages your child. Mom and dad have a heart of gratitude. Amen? Well, guess what? As we minister here, this is our church family. This is our people of God. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. And when something's going on over there that somebody's ministering to somebody, maybe not to me directly, but it's my brother and sister in Christ, and I have a heart of gratitude. It doesn't have to be directly toward me. It doesn't have to be directly toward you. It doesn't need to be those things. It's what it is, the family of God. That's God's design. That's where the heart of gratitude flows from, that people are ministering to our family. And we want to express our gratitude back, don't we? So we overflow with gratitude because of it. That's in the text. You know, that's what he's talking about in this text, what Paul is bringing up. As we receive Christ as Lord, we know what that is. He firmly rooted us in Christ, and we're being built up, established in our faith. God's at work in our life, and we're overflowing with gratitude when we recognize in the body of Christ that God's at work in our lives. Always needs to be met, some good, some struggles, all of that kind of stuff. But the realization of it, we overflow with gratitude because of it. And then we want to express our gratitude. Cheryl Clifton, are you going to come up here and share with just the nursery ministry a little bit with us today?
What would you like me to share?
Share who's a problem in serving and what are the difficulties and the ones that we need to know. Share with us. You can do it from there, but you can come up here. Share with us just the coordinating count, the council that on the nursery council, because we're having a heart of gratitude. There's a council that gets together. There's I'm trying to think of the other things. Oh, there's a sneaky in here. There's the monitors each month, right, that are going along, and then there's all those that are serving. Tell us a little bit about the dynamic of nursery ministry. So there's a council that gets together. What do they do?
Well, to meet the needs of the body of Christ through the nursery ministry and just how we can make improvements and what we see God, you know, doing there. The biggest concern, of course, is getting people to serve. I think I counted 29 people in the body are serving right now, and that makes it a little difficult during the 3-month period. Instead of people just serving one time, they end up serving two times during that time spot. So it's a huge commitment, but we're very grateful for those that do serve. And the nursery monitors, you know, have a huge responsibility there too, making sure that, you know, the people that are supposed to be in the nursery are there. And the nursery schedule gets changed quite a bit, but I've been putting out there, if it does get changed, to let the office know, so when whoever's serving in the nursery for the monitor, they can look at that schedule and they know exactly who's going to, you know, be in there. So that's just important, so we're all on the same page, you know, in that area, and we're following through and staying committed to what God has called us to in serving. Also, there's going to be two slots for nursery monitors coming up. I know one's December. I can't remember. Sometime in the spring, too. So praying about that right now, and then there'll
so
be
is
stuff.
A monitor once a month?
Monitor okay. serves that 1 month.
Okay.
Right.
So if you just think about what we heard, 29 people are serving there. There's a monitor overseeing them each month. Then there's a nursery council overseeing the monitor and them each month. And then they have a vision and a direction on how they're going to take care of the kids. During, we have the time that so when the families that are here can get ministered to through the Word of God and fellowship, so the kids are taken care of in the right way, in an honorable way. There's snacks, there's resources, there's
right.
The things they might need, diapers, all of the wipes, all that kind of stuff being taken. You see all the people that are serving in that? Now, of course, we could always, you know, there's 29 people serving in a nursery ministry. That's overflowing with gratitude for us, isn't it, right? Right? We always needs to meet more, right? I mean, if there was 69, 70 people doing it, they would meet. They would have to do it less,
right.
But there's people that are committed. And we're grateful for that, right?
Very grateful.
Anything else you want to share about that?
No, I think that's about it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
We should praise the Lord and be grateful for all that's going on just in that one little ministry, right? Well, it's not a little ministry, you know, because each one is important, but it's really an incredible thing. My brothers and sisters are being ministered to and encouraged to grow in their faith by people that are serving in the nursery ministry with oversight, with accountability, with people with a vision, all working diligently for God to lead them so that it gets taken care of. That overwhelms our hearts, doesn't it? That's what God is talking about in this when you know, I put a few things down in your outline. Look at your outline here. I put a few things down about gratitude. It's not everything. If you look at the back, I put some questions in there. It says, in our Sunday service, we are set aside today to celebrate the ministry that goes on here at Living Word Fellowship Church. The theme today is gratitude, showing gratefulness or thankfulness. Think about how you show gratitude. What ways do you express gratitude to God and what He has done? What ways do you show and express gratitude to your family, your friends, and those that care about you? So it's a good thing that you could share with your families, or you can think about it and even write some things down. But I put some things down in the Old Testament. Gratitude to God. Now, they thank God for, and now this isn't everything. I just kind of put it out. They thank God for forgiveness of sin. That's all over through the Old Testament, that God had forgiven their sin. It was in a different way. Christ hadn't become, but they recognized that through the offerings that they gave, that God covered their sin. They knew that. They thank God that their sin was forgiven. But they also thank God for His goodness and His great deeds. That's all over the Old Testament. The goodness of God to them. They were always grateful and thankful. And the great deeds God did, they parted the Red Sea, took them out of Egypt. All the different kind of things, if you want to go through the Old Testament. The people of God had a really good heart of gratitude for all that God did. But there's another thing that they did. They offered service to God as an expression of gratitude. I put one verse down there, but that's all over the place in the Old Testament. They thank God by offering service to God as an expression of gratitude, just like the many that serve God in using their gifts to minister to the church family. It truly is an offering of gratitude to God. Whether it be the usher ministry, where there's about 10 guys that serve, whether it be the mission ministry, where they go and serve other believers, other places, where about 15 people went, or they go where God directs them, or the prison ministry, where Bob Reidenauer goes each Tuesday and Sunday to serve in the prison, so the prisoners that want to know God can know God. I'm just laying these things out before you as we just think about a heart of gratitude and all that God is doing. Or the senior ministry that gets together at the end of each month, almost always, to discuss God's way for them. Or the facility team ministry that worked so many hours, hundreds of hours, on refurbishing the church. Or the benevolence ministry that seeks to help those that are in need. Or the Awana ministry that serves God out of gratitude to grow the children's faith. All of it is an expression of gratitude, is it not? Is it not? It is, and it's what God works in your life. You recognize what God has done in your life. You recognize your salvation, your sanctification. You recognize the grace of God. And in your life, you start recognizing God using you to express gratitude for Him and what He's done in your life as you would minister to others. And gratitude becomes overflowing. Like I just said, you know, there's another 40 people. And, you know, it's always hard, in a sense, because when we express gratitude for things to each other, we all get kind of a little uncomfortable, don't we? So, oh, don't say anything to me. But we need to express our gratitude toward each other, don't we? Grateful for the things that went on. Grateful, thankful for the people that serve. Thankful for the people that give you a ride. All the different kind of things. Just like if you would see how it's being expressed in our community now, the fire or because of the hurricane. We want to express our gratitude to each other. Be grateful for them. You know, one person, a couple that I want to kind of recognize in this, and they don't know this, so, you know, I'm just going to throw it on them and express gratitude for them. You know, Lance and Megan Heider, how long have you been serving in the Cubbies? Long time, right? Right? And how old are the Cubbies?
2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's been at least 4 to 5 years, hasn't it? Right? That you've been serving, doing Awana, 30, 32 weeks of Awana, faithfully there, her family. Lance, they don't recognize that you're the one leading it, but you're there just about every Wednesday too, right? Right? Can you guys come up? We'd like to give you a card from the church family and just and to express our gratitude. Unless you want to say something, I won't require you to say anything. But Lance and Megan, you're seeking out on different Wednesday night things, right? You guys can sit down. Is that why you're not up here? Thanks. Give them another big round of applause. But Megan shared with me that, you know, she really felt God was leading her and they were going to move out of Cubbies because God was moving them in a direction. What a heart of gratitude we want to have that God had you there, but then he's got a plan and purpose. You could teach Sunday school class for 55 years if that's God's plan. But then it's such an overwhelming thing to see God at work moving people in different directions. They may be involved in TNT. They know they're going to take some adult classes. But we want to express our gratitude toward each other. That's the idea that we have a ministry celebration. We're thankful for God and what He's doing. I have another one that I want to recognize, and they're not going to come up. I know they won't, but Richard and Christina Beebe. I'll bring it to you, okay? Let's give them a round of applause. Richard, how many years have you been commander here?
10,
something like that. And then you were commander previously at another church you served at, right? Commander, the head cheese, the guy in charge, right?
Yes.
Right? You know, overseeing all of that, caring for the kids, loving them, putting all of that together. What a heart God has given him. And, you know, he's retired from commander. You know, God is leading you guys in a lot of different areas. And you know what? We're excited about that, grateful for that. You know, grateful for you guys serving. Let's thank them again. Now, I know each person that I bring up or that I talk to or I give a card to, there's going to be a certain amount of humility there and a certain amount of like, oh, man, I am so mad at Pastor Ken. I took it all. I didn't have anybody else do it. But you know what? We're supposed to express our gratitude, aren't we not? Thank you. I know in my marriage, if I'm grateful for the things that my wife has done and I express it to her, it's a different life. We express them to God. We express them to each other because what we're embracing is God is going to work in our life, so we're overflowing with gratitude and grateful. And Sam Kloss is going to take up the leadership of commander. Is Sam around today? Sick? Okay. He's already worried about this first Wednesday and what it's going to look like to be commander. You know, it's the same way in the New Testament. It's the same way in the New Testament. If you look in your outline there, the believers thank God for his gift of grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. The gift of grace. And all that it meant. They thank God for the rescue from sin's dominance. They thank God for salvation's fruit of faith, hope, and love. They thank God for the spiritual gifts to serve. They express gratitude in all things. And that's the scriptures and what we are and what we do. And it's to be grateful and have a heart of gratitude to God for the gift of grace and sins being rescued from it and faith, hope, and love and the gifts to serve and all things that God brings our way. And they express their gratitude to God for each other and the service for the gospel. That's what I read in the opening in Philippians 1:3-6. Paul saying, man, I thank God for you and your view of you participating in the gospel. I'm so grateful to God and I'm grateful to you. And it's just normal I'd have you on my heart because you guys we're working together in this and we're serving each other and we're serving the good news of Jesus Christ. What an incredible thing. And we just overwhelmed with gratitude for what God is doing in our lives. And that's what God is working and ministering to us here as we would celebrate today. It's a heart of gratitude, whether it be the finance ministry or the maintenance ministry or the coffee ministry or the greeter ministry or the youth ministry or the college and career ministry or the worship ministry or the social ministry. You know, by the way, it wants me to express our gratitude to Pat and Leroy. You know, let's Pat and Leroy. We have a card. How long have you guys? How do you guys serve in social ministry?
14 years.
I know. That's what I'm bringing up is that they served 14 years. I wasn't sure about that, and then God has led them, and they're moving on. And Rudy and Jenny Reese have picked up doing a social ministry and that kind of thing. The faithfulness. Thank you, guys. You know, we want to recognize all of that. The elders, the leadership, thank you for all of that. Rudy and Jenny Reese leading that up, overflowing with gratitude. I haven't even named all the ministries here, and that involves close to maybe 100 people. Now, some of them, you know, they serve in the nursery, and they work in the youth, and they do many different kind of things, but it's incredible. We're grateful for the shepherding ministry, the VBS ministry, the sound ministry, the overhead ministry, the education ministry of children and adults. Christy, are you going to share with us today? She's going to share a little bit with us today about God's leading her and Scott in transition out of children's education into Wednesday night youth. Share with us how God led you on that. And whatever you're going to say today.
All right. Well, I don't have a huge plan, but I guess just for about the last year, I've been praying about and talking to my husband about just maybe stepping out of the children's ministry a little bit more. And it's really hard to do when something is very precious to you because it's been a wonderful experience being real involved in primarily the Sunday school ministry, but also the VBS ministry over the last about 10 years. So, just going to step out of that. Part of it was just our heart. We've been doing the Wednesday night youth also involved with that. So just to be able to focus on that and be in there and also attend adult Sunday school for a little while. I'm looking forward to that. I said, honey, I get to sit with you this morning in Sunday school, so that's kind of special. But I was thinking about what I just was grateful for over these last several years of just how God's provided, and I wrote down a few things. Just the spiritual growth. I mean, that's the huge thing personally. When you lead something, it's you grow spiritually. And just the growth of our children and the growth of the body of Christ and their heart for children and teaching children over these last years. And, you know, you have, when you take on something and you say, okay, I'm going to do this, you know, there's a lot of feelings of inadequacy and fear in doing that. And I am not an organizational person at all. My husband is very gifted in that. And so it's just kind of like, I like to teach, but I don't necessarily like to organize, and I feel weak in that. So God has really shown himself to be faithful to me and just showing me that it's not about me. It's just about him providing. And so I appreciate so much the teachers that have served, and it takes a lot to be here every Sunday and just their faithfulness to study God's word. And then, like, a huge thing has been the VBS ministry, seeing that progress over these last several years from going from just the tiny little thing where we barely, you know, had, you know, people serving and involved to what it is now. So it's been very rewarding. So, but I'm excited for the next chapter too. So,
thank you.
Yep.
the elders wanted to express their gratitude to you. What's it been, 9 years, children said? Ten, something like that. That's a long, yep. So what I'm pointing all this out for, and is just kind of doing it this way and looking at the scripture of what Paul wrote down here. When we see the truth of God, when we see the reality of who God is and who we are and what God is doing, doesn't it help our hearts with gratitude? When we look at the despair, or we look at the darkness, or we look at the challenge, or we look at difficulty, or the things that didn't work out, or the trials, or our health, they're all real. They're all happening. Sometimes the heart of gratitude gets kind of held down a little bit, right? Because we get our focus to where it goes. Paul in the text is writing this because they focused on, how did we receive the Lord Jesus Christ? We just trusted in God's word and his truth. I just believed it. That's how I received it. So as you received it, like that, walk in Christ. I'm just going to trust the Lord's going to lead me and guide me through his word, his truth. I'm just going to go that way. I don't have to figure out how the planet is going to make come about what I think it should make come about. I'm just going to trust God. I'm just going to believe in him. I'm going to draw closer to him because God wants to work on our relationships with him. Yes, we have all the things in the world. Sometimes it's a blessing not to have some organizational skills. Christy, you know that? Because some of us want to organize it into the kingdom of God, you know? You guys have got some common people here with me. I know that. But see what it is, and then it's recognizing, you know, I'm rooted in the Lord by God's work, and God is building me up because Christ is building his church. He has since he went to be with the Father. He said he'd build it, salvation, sanctification. And to establish faith is to walk with the Lord, trusting in him, and the instruction following God's truth, God's word. And it says in the text, by the verb, my heart will have an overflowing of gratitude. So when I'm not grateful, help me, Lord, with what I'm seeing and looking at. And so as a church, as we think about this and want to express our gratitude and thankfulness that all that's going on, you know, I'm just kind of emphasizing it. And it's not that we lift up people, but we recognize that's God at work, isn't it? Deborah Weldon is going to lead up the Sunday school. We're thankful for that. That just came to my mind right now. One more that I want to emphasize before we conclude today, that would be the teaching ministry. Gratitude to God drives that ministry like all the rest. The teaching ministry, teaching adults, teaching youth, it drives gratitude to God for what he's done in our life. We know if you're teaching God's word, what we understand is that God through his word, his truth, the spirit of God, a relationship with God, we know if we have the truth, God is changing our lives. And we want to teach God's truth because that's how God works. I'm sure it's the heart of gratitude for what God has done in each of our lives that drives us to want to teach God's word. Craig Bowser, come share with us about your part in adult education and anything that ties to heart of gratitude that you want to share.
You know, in this Wednesday night study that's starting, it's on growing our faith, and it's just been a real challenging study for me to go through. And I was just thinking, I listed over 20 ministries in this church, and I was just writing down some people in each one of them. And in every single ministry, whether it be the high school ministry, whether it be the nursery, you name it, somebody in that ministry is going through a major trial right now in their life. And you know, I'm going through a major trial in my life right now. And, you know, in James and other places, God says that one of the greatest ways that God will build your faith, one of the most significant ways, is how you handle trials. And he says, blessed is the man who and woman who perseveres. You know, we're so tempted to run when we face a hard trial. And if you'll look at your life, the times you've run, you just didn't grow at all. And so I just want to tell you, one of the things that probably encourages me and I'm most grateful for in this body of Christ as so many of you that I've watched you go through major trials, and you just stood firm, and you just continued to serve the Lord, even though I know you were being tempted to throw the towel in, as we all are. And that's probably the thing I'm most thankful to God for, is those times when I've watched you, and you stayed in the Lord, as hard as it was, confessing your struggles with it. And some of our trials are caused by ourselves. I know that. But sometimes our trials are like a hurricane or an earthquake or a typhoon. Sometimes they're things we can't control. And so whether it be something you caused or whether it be something that you had nothing to do with, basically, God's still asking you to grow your faith in Him. And even in the seniors' ministry, we never quit growing. And we're so tempted to quit growing. And so I just want to tell you, I am so thankful. There wasn't one person in any of the ministries, over 20, that I didn't find somebody who's going through a major trial and standing firm in the Lord. And I'm just so thankful for that example that you give to all of us.
Hey, Craig, by the way, how many years have you been teaching here at Living Water Fellowship? Twenty-eight, right? So we'll just say it's his fault. No, he's been doing it a long time. You know, and we recognize today, we expressed our gratitude to some that had served for a period of time and have either retired from doing that or moving on. We could give recognition to people that have been serving as many years as Craig, and many years in so many different kind of areas, and just been faithful and persevering in all of that, and express a heart of gratitude in all of that. But look at our text one more time. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, having been firmly rooted, now being built up in Him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed, and overflowing with gratitude. That's our desire here. That we celebrate what God has done and what He is doing in our walk with Christ and are established in Christ, that He's building us up, that He's growing our faith, as Craig brought up, as He's strengthening our faith. We overflow with gratitude. Listen, all believers have received way more than hurricane relief. I want you to think about it for a moment. As great as that is, and as wonderful that it is, that people are rallying together, and they're coming down, and people have lost homes, and there they are, they're giving them a place to stay, and they're emptying their pocketbook, and they're doing other. Every believer has received way more than hurricane relief. Any believer in Christ has received way more than protection of your stuff from fire. Right? We've been saved, rescued, delivered. What did it say in Colossians 1:13? For He rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption and forgiveness of sins. That's way more than just our things protected and our temporal things that might have been destroyed, restored. It's a heart of gratitude that recognizes that it's an indescribable gift through Jesus Christ that we've received. It's indescribable. It's incomparable compared to anything in this world. So let's pray, and then we'll go and we'll have our picnic lunch and ice cream together. One of you guys might want to give them a heads up. They might not be ready. Pastor Ken never finishes early. So we humbly come before you. Truly, we're going to give our hearts and minds a minute to quiet down and to humbly come before our Heavenly Father. There's no way we could ever do anything that would be enough to repay or to even give recognition for what you've done through Jesus Christ for us. It's incomparable. It's an indescribable gift. to give your son so we could be reconciled back to you, to be set free from slavery of sin, to be set free from ourselves, to have the life that God would have us live, eternal life, a life forever with him, a life of hope, of joy, of contentment, of peace, of all the things that we could go through Scripture, what it is in the midst of whatever trial you want to put there. And all of it in a plan and purpose of God that you started out before you even created all of us or the world. So your word encourages us. It pushes us on to recognize all that you have done through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and his mercy on our behalf. And in your love for us being reconciled in an intimate relationship with you. The word of God encourages us all over the place. So then when you know the truth, when you understand what God has done, then we do persevere through difficult things because we know the hope that we have. We do keep enduring through some things that are difficult because of the purpose that's in it. We do have joy and gratitude and contentment because of who you are, why you came, and what you did, not who we are. So, Father, today as we recognize and celebrate what you are doing within Living Word Fellowship, yes, spur us on to do better. Yes, provide those places that need people to serve. Yes, continually grow us in our walk with you and all of that, Lord. But we express our gratitude. We thank God when we remember us and what you're doing here. In the view of how we're participating in the good news of Jesus Christ, and we know that you'll perfect it when he returns. So we want to thank you for that, Lord, and we want to pray for all the struggles throughout our country, through the physical devastation of what's going on in Florida, through fires, through all of that. Most of all, Lord, we want to ask you that you would help us to be a light. That gratitude would be our heart, that we would just be so grateful for what you've done, that we could see how we could reach out and you would use us to share the light of Christ with those around us. To be a beacon in the light, a city set on a hill, whatever it might be, Lord, we're open to all of that. Want to have compassion and care and love for the lost in this world and for all that goes on. And then in our own relationships with each other, Lord, pray that you would grow them and help us to interact well and to be men and women of transparency and of encouragement and of just truly men and women and even children that walk with the Lord, that make that our commitment, our life, for we recognize that's what you're doing. And today as we gather together outside in this meal, we thank you for all that you provide, all the resources that you've given us through the many hands and feet of this body of Christ and through our worship, Lord, to provide all that we have for your kingdom and your glory. We pray that we'd be good stewards over and use it in that manner. But we do. We give thanks to you today with a grateful heart. Thank you for each and every person you have brought our way as a family of God. Bless our time together. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. We are dismissed for today.